وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in the previous episodes, we decided to cover and study a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This book is a compilation of his lectures and sermons delivered about the life story and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great leaders of Islam from his pure progeny. And we were talking about the situation that the Prophet of Islam had when he established his community, I mean the early young Muslim community in Medina. And we talked about the foundation of this community, and now we should talk about the protection level. We said that one external threat were the barbaric tribes around Medina who would attack Muslims and take advantage of this community that was young and was not affiliated with Quraysh any longer. And actually, they were the enemies of Quraysh. This community was the enemy of the Quraysh. And they could actually get support from Quraysh in their animosity towards Muslims. So after that, we should talk a little bit about the Quraysh itself and the animosity that they had towards Muslims and how the Prophet of Islam reacted and secured his community from the threats posed by Quraysh against Muslim community. Now, we know that the reason that Quraysh, the Meccans, the pagans of Mecca, were against Islam was that they saw Islam and this new religion as a threat to their position, because they saw their religion, idol worshipping, as the basis for their status in the Arabian Peninsula and for the justification and the foundation for their respect among other tribes, for the superiority that they had. So they would see all of these endangered by Islam. They thought that if they accept the ideology of Islam, they're going to say goodbye to all of those privileges. Like, for example, because this religion is based on equality, giving rights to, the slaves and having a society which does not have tribal hierarchy. So it was scary for them, and they would do whatever they could to stop this religion. So one of the things that they did was that they had a very tight persecution against Muslims, which led to the migration both to Habasha, Abyssinia, and then another migration to Abyssinia, and then the third migration, this time including the Prophet himself, to Medina. So you could see how difficult the situation was that in a matter of 10 years, Muslims, and including the leader of this Muslim community, see it impossible to remain in that area. After Muslims migrated to Medina, pagans of Mecca confiscated and usurped all the possessions, properties of Muslims in Mecca, and they would not let them sell them or make benefit or take benefit from them, use them. So it was kind of confiscation, and Muslims in retaliation would press the Prophet ﷺ to let us take our revenge by attacking the caravans, because these people, the pagans of Mecca, they were merchants, and some of them were merchants, and they would take a route beside Medina to the Levant for their business trips. Sometimes these caravans would carry goods and things or money, gold, jewelry, that Muslims could take with a little effort and in place of their properties that are confiscated by the pagans in Mecca. The Prophet would not allow them, and it was a situation like for 2 years they would press the Prophet that they have confiscated our property and it is only just that we take back our money some way from these people. So keep this in mind, and we're going to come back and to see how the Prophet responded to this demand.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRB English Radio. We said that the situation is this, that Muslims, migrants from Mecca, some of them were very wealthy when they were in Mecca, or they had decent life there. But then in Medina, when they migrated to Medina, they became Muhajirun. They were very poor. They were living Ashab al-Suffa, people of the Suffa, one area in the hallway of the mosque, that they had to stay. They didn't have any home. They didn't have any support, financial support. So they had difficult life there. And they would tell the Prophet that allow us to attack the caravans of the pagans, because Mecca is in the south, and then Medina is in the north, and then upper than Medina you have the Levant. So the caravan, the business caravan of the merchants, they would pass beside Medina to get to the Levant. And it was easier for these people, I mean Muslims, to take some of the goods or some of the money that these people carry in place of the properties that pagans had confiscated from them in Mecca. So the Prophet would not allow them until the verse was revealed to the Prophet, أُذِنَ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Allah has granted them permission because they have been oppressed, because they have been prosecuted for no apparent reason, only because they say, we want to worship a different Lord. We want to worship God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not these idols. They have been prosecuted in different ways. They have been tortured. Some of them have been killed. So now the permission has been granted to them to fight back. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. So Muslims decided to go and take one caravan of the pagans who was coming from the Levant towards Mecca and to get even with the pagans. Now the news arrived Mecca that the Muslims are getting ready to attack and make an ambush against your caravan coming from the Levant. So pagans of Mecca prepared a very equipped, well-equipped caravan militarily and sent it to support and escort their merchants. So Muslims who had come out of Medina in order to attack a civil caravan, they realized that no, the civil caravan had changed route, and now they have to encounter another caravan that was well equipped in terms of military with all the arms and everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Muslims that you will be granted victory. But they did not know this victory is against the military caravan. They thought that it is against that merchants. So this is the story of the Battle of Badr in the second year of after migration. Inshallah, we're going to cover this story and the way that His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei understands and analyzes this battle in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.